Welcome to the girls' room. Today I have Sheila with me.
Hi.
And we're going to be talking about something that every girl in the entire world is talking about right now, which is Sarah J. Maas books. Sheila just started A Court of Thorns and Roses.
Yeah.
We will not be sharing with her why the first book sucks so much compared to the other books, but I am going to get her take on where she's at right now.
Yeah. So,
and then we'll talk more.
So I'm very early in.
Okay.
Right. I don't even know what chapter it's on. So I'm doing the audiobook for this one because it was the first available to borrow.
Yeah. No, I understand. I love audiobooks. Shout out Audible.
Yeah, but Farah just seems a little bit ridiculous, even with her way of thinking.
Mm.
She's like, oh my God, there's these beautiful men trying to give me all this food and be really nice to me, but also like, oh, there's a knife over there. Oh no, this magic. Mm. And I'm like, all right, so if you're stuck here forever,
right,
I'm gonna need you to relax a little.
Okay.
So I did read the entire Throne series.
Okay, so you've read Throne of Glass.
I read the whole series.
Okay, because Throne of Glass is my favorite.
Okay, so most people were like, said that Court is way better.
Oh, disagree.
Okay.
Disagree wholeheartedly.
Okay, so confession time.
Mm-hmm.
The Throne series, most of the time I was super annoyed with it, and then I would get to the end and I'm like, fine, I'll get the next book. I need to know what happens. I just need this one piece of information. And then I'm like, well, I'm already this far into the book. I'll just finish this book and then I'm done.
Right.
Lather, rinse, repeat.
Right.
I did that through the entire series.
Right.
And what I realized was the toughest part about it for me was, somebody's like, oh, what's it about? And I'm like, it sounds so ridiculous to try to, like, oh, it's an assassin, but she's also a fairy, but then this, and I'm like, this sounds...
No, but what I love about Throne of Glass, though, is, like, the constant change-up.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't get to book three before fairies, like, even existed in the lore.
Yeah.
Like, it was, like, they were, like, mythical creatures, basically. Like, nobody in the kingdoms, like, had met a fairy or, like, whatever.
Yeah.
So, I'm just sitting there because I know I've already read Court of Thorns and Roses. I've already gone through that series. I went through that one first.
Okay, so you started with that one.
Okay. Yes, so I started with that one. So I was like, okay, like, I know there are fairies in these books.
Yeah.
Where are the freaking fairies?
Yeah.
I'm so confused. I'm waiting for the fairies. I'm like, what is happening right now? All I'm getting is Selena Sardothian, who is a badass.
Yeah, no, she's super tough.
She's a badass, though.
Yeah.
Selena, no Aelin, whatever you want to call her.
She has many names.
She's, she has so many names. Like, they kept changing her name. Like, in the first book, they're like, I'm going to call you Alintia. And I'm like, but why are we calling her Alintia? Like, why are we calling her so many different names? And then that did make me angry in the first book.
Yeah.
So my sister was like, no, you have to read Throne of Glass. It's so much better than ACOTAR. And I'm like, okay, but, like, so I get in this book, and they, like, first of all, props to Sarah J. Maas because she wrote Throne of Glass when she was 18.
What? I did not know that.
Yes. So you so as a writer, going through that first book was hard.
Yeah.
It was hard because there was so many things in the book that was like, did we need to say this again? Like, they kept saying over and over, like, she's the best assassin in I can't remember the kingdom's name now, but anyways, they kept saying over and over again, I'm like, you have not proved to me that she's good in any way. Like, I'm getting so angry about it because literally for the first whole book, she, like, sucks.
Yeah.
She keeps getting beat up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it doesn't seem like she's that great.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, I hear your words, but I don't see any basis for
nothing
this
here
claim.
Is backing it up.
Yeah.
Nothing here is backing it up.
Yeah.
I personally think Feyre in ACOTAR is maybe the worst character in the whole series.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's actually really wrong. That's actually really, really wrong. Not really, really wrong, but it's, like, wrong, though. There's one character, and I can't tell you who because it would spoil everything,
spoil it,
and I'm not going to spoil it for you.
Yeah.
Everyone else knows what I'm talking about, though. Moment of silence. For that character. who sucks. But I digress.
I have a burning question because it's like, and it's just like confirm or deny.
Okay.
We don't have to go into detail, but I have heard that the court series gets a little steamy. Is this true or not true? Are we tiptoeing on the line of smut or are we not?
Honestly, I don't like smut books and it was not unbearable for me.
Okay.
So okay. I feel like, so there was this one book series that I read. It was called Of Blood and Ash.
Okay.
And I got, the storyline in it is really, really cool.
Yeah.
I didn't realize, it's like kind of vampires.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize it was vampires for like the longest time.
Wait a minute.
I'm just, but like all of a sudden, I was like in book two, I think. And I was like, oh, these are vampires. got it. News to me.
Yeah.
But they are not called vampires. So it's very confusing.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. And I might have just spoiled that for you. But well, that book
thanks for that.
Is a smut book. So if you're into smut.
So I haven't ever actually like dove into smut. Of course, I read 50 Shades just like every other
I couldn't get through that
on the planet. But it, I found myself more interested in the story. I'm like, oh, okay, I get it. Like, yeah, you're again. Here we go.
Right.
Like, can we just?
I'm a story girly.
Yeah.
The smut is so unrealistic to me.
Yeah.
And then they just like repeat themselves over and over again.
Or it bounces.
It's so annoying. I'm like, oh my God, how many times can you lick her belly? Like, get off of, like, what are you doing there to begin with?
Yeah.
Explain.
Well, even, all right, we'll take, for example, Twilight, which was obviously not a smut book, but it had some scenes. Okay. So the imagery leading up to was much more detailed.
Mm.
And then they're like, we finally get to the final act, and they're like, and then they did a thing, and it was the next day. Pillows were, like, there was feathers everywhere. The end.
Right.
And I'm like, what? It was anticlimactic,
honestly,
probably,
though,
for everyone.
Honestly, though, that's exactly what I want.
Yeah.
I don't need all the details.
I don't need all the details, but don't build up this idea, right? Mm-hmm. Again, like, you really take time building it up, giving a lot of detail, and then when you finally get there, you're like, oh, they did a thing. Next.
Yeah.
Like, at least keep it with the same tempo.
Right. I think that A Court of Thorns and Roses, like, that series, I would not call it, like, steamy.
Okay.
But there are definitely scenes.
Okay. See,
and, like, I think it's about the same as Throne of Glass, I would say.
Okay.
Personally. Maybe a little bit more steamy, just like a little bit more, not too much. But to be honest with you, I really couldn't tell you because I skip it.
Yeah. Okay. Like, well, I did that with, like I said, with 50 Shades.
Right. And so the Of Blood and Ash series that I was reading, like, it got to the point where it was chapters of one scene.
Oh, yeah.
Chapters. I would literally be like, okay, next chapter. Yeah. And they're still going.
Already.
I'm like,
I got a grocery list to make.
Listen, this isn't for me. This isn't for me. And maybe it's for other people, and I applaud them for having the time.
Yeah. Like, I'm not yucking your
yum. Go off for you.
Yeah. No, I'm with you on that. Well,
I don't get it.
Even with the court series, the battle scenes were a little much, and some people live for that, right? But
sometimes
they're like, oh my God, I get it, you're fighting, and you're still fighting, and you're fighting.
Mm.
And so I feel the same way about both. I'm like, give me...
You're talking about
I'm here for Thrones.
You're talking about the Thrones series? Or are you talking about A Court of Thrones and Roses? Which one are you talking about?
Oh, the Throne of series, yeah.
Yeah, I think that they're both that way.
Yeah, I'm like, I feel the same about, like,
the
steamy and the battle stuff. I'm like, I'm here for, like, two, maybe three paragraphs,
you
and then I'm
who,
over it.
You know which books do the perfect balance?
Which ones?
Iron Flame.
Okay.
Have you read?
No. Is that a Sarah J. Maas author?
No. We're venturing into a different author.
Okay. Who we got?
But this just came out. The third book just came out. It's called Onyx Storm.
Okay.
It just came out on the 20th, which was 2 days ago, one day ago, one of those days.
Okay.
It was on Monday.
I can't commit to a new series until all the books are out. Because if it's good.
It's really good.
I need to work my way through it. Otherwise, like... I lose interest. Mm-hmm. And wait, I can't wait a year. Yeah. I can't do it.
I understand. I think that I haven't started it yet. I don't have the mental capacity to start a new book right now.
Yeah.
I'm currently reading Persuasion by Jane Austen.
Okay.
Because I love Jane Austen and I love rereading her books whenever I'm in like this little rut.
Yeah.
So this is like my 18,000th time reading Persuasion.
Well, some things are about like comfort, right?
Right. Right. But like 50 Shades of Grey. Oh my God, I couldn't get through it.
Yeah.
I couldn't even get through the first one because the writing is so bad.
I have heard a lot of people say that. It was interesting and different enough from anything else I read.
No, yeah.
I will tell you, have you ever read The Paper Magician, that series? No. I really liked that series, and then the whole, like, Shadow Hunter series.
Oh, I love the Shadow Hunter series.
Did you read the prequel, the Clockwork Angel?
Oh, I've read them all.
So they were so good, and the movies were so bad.
So bad.
So bad. Like, I was embarrassed to be seen walking out of the theater.
I think that author's name is Cassandra Clare. And she's amazing. Yeah. I love anything fantasy.
Yeah.
And I love a coming of age story.
Yeah.
One thing I don't love about Sarah J. Maas.
Yeah.
Is that why does she always, like, what's her deal with people? And no, wait, because you've read Throne of Glass.
Yeah.
And now you're on ACOTAR. What is her deal with girls not being able to read? Like, Elaine can't read? Why can't Elaine read? Is my question. And I'm just thinking, like, as soon as Elaine says, well, I can't read, I'm like, oh, okay, Feyre. Like,
maybe it's helping with the girls overcoming oppression.
Girl.
Right, like, maybe that's okay, just but the like, easiest.
I can't tell you what happens with Feyre.
I didn't know she couldn't read. I haven't gotten there yet.
Oh, no. Wait, you don't know that she can't read?
She just got to Perithian and, like, is like, this fairy's kind of hot, but I'm not about to eat his food, but I guess I got to eat his food or whatever. I'm going to the garden.
Wait, no, because that's, like, in the very beginning of the book is that she can't read. I feel like you missed this.
I might have missed it.
I feel like you did. But she loves a girlie who can't read.
Okay.
And I'm like, why do we love these girlies?
Classic oppression.
No, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
I would have much rather, because, like, in Throne of Glass, Elaine has this, like, nursemaid, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why did the nursemaid not know how to read? Why couldn't she have known how to read and then taught Elaine secretly? I feel like that would have been a cuter situation.
Maybe.
And then, like, they end the series and Elaine still can't read.
Somebody get this girl a tutor.
And nobody's ever teaching Elaine how to read.
Fairy princess a
nobody's
tutor already.
Teaching her how to read.
She has magic. She doesn't.
And there's another thing.
I trade my literacy for magic.
I would not.
You wouldn't?
No, I want them both.
I mean, I would rather have them both.
I can't.
Like,
no, I can't
one.
Give. No, I'm not. I'm not doing that.
Legit magic or literacy.
I would choose something different.
I would like option C, please.
I would like the third option of that. I don't like those options. So, no.
Yeah, like, I'll take everything on the menu. It's the best.
Right.
All the above.
Yeah, I'm not picking one of the two.
I'm picking magic.
Well, okay, but here's the thing. Let's say that there's no written language, then I'm picking magic.
Well, yeah, because neither.
Exactly. It's like knowledge is power, though.
I either know Latin.
Knowledge is power is the problem that I'm having with that.
Yeah. Knowledge is its own magic.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really is. All right, well, that's going to be it for today.
Okay.
We had a great little combo. Let us know what you think of Sarah J. Maas and her lack of women being able to read. And we will see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
This episode of The Girls Room is brought to you by Whitcraft Podcast Studio, located in the heart of Soda City, Columbia, South Carolina. Available for podcasting, videography, and photography studio rentals and editing services. For more information about Whitcraft, visit podcastcolumbia.com. And Wit Group, a full-service digital marketing and performance advertising agency specializing in inbound lead generation, SEO, ads management, and more. For more information, visit whitgroupagency.com. Thank you for watching The Girls Room. For more episodes, visit Whitcraft Podcast Studio on YouTube or follow us at Whitcraft Studios on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share.